Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live. For more than a decade, we've brought you the best in books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us first. Now, here's your host, Cyrus Webb.
And welcome back, everyone, to Conversations Live. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. Glad you all could join us once again. Whether you're tuning in through Conversations Radio Network, we welcome you. Those joining us on the East Coast in Atlanta at 106 Live, we're glad that you all could tune in. And then those joining us in Mississippi at WYAD 94.1 FM, we're glad you all could be with us as well. A.L. Roberts and also Tyson Moultrie are making their first appearance on our program today to talk to us not only about their series, Decoded Sexist, but also what it's been like for them to use the platform of social media, namely Snapchat, to be able to not only to share a project that they've been able to create, but also, of course, to be able to get people to come along for the ride. If you're just still hearing about Decoded Sexist, we'll tell you a little bit more about it a little bit later. We're going to take a quick break first. Here is Eddie Mann with his single, Something Beautiful and New. We'll be back with Conversations Live right after this.
My heart.
was Eddie Mann with Something Beautiful and New here on Conversations Live, both for our radio audience as well as tuning in online. As I said during this segment, we're speaking with A.L. Roberts and also Tyson of the series Decoded Sexist. We're going to talk with them not only about how they've been able to use social media to be able to not only to build their show but also to expand upon it, but also what you all can learn about the advantages of social media and what it can do for you and your own business. A.L., Tyson, hello to you and welcome to the program.
Hey, Cyrus. Hello. Pleasure to be here. Nice to speak
with you. Hey, Cyrus. Good afternoon. How's everything?
Hey, it's going really well. Thanks to the two of you for being on with us. We're definitely going to be talking about Decoded Sexist here in a moment, let our audience know how they can stay connected with it. A.L., I want to start with you, though. I mean, what has it been like for you to see the way that not only the word has spread about this series, but also, of course, about this network on Snapchat?
Oh, man, it's a really exciting time. Because I'll tell you this much, Cyrus, is that as a marketer, we're always looking for new avenues, new distribution points to get our creative faculties out the best way that we can. And with Snapchat being at the forefront of the social media network, we couldn't think of a more opportune time to get this this concept out in a short form format. So, I mean, it's really exciting. Great to have Tyson as a collaborator, and we get to work with some of our best friends all around the country.
Got you. Tyson, to go to you, I mean, you've been able to work on some projects yourself, not only, of course, as a producer, but also writer and director. I mean, what has it been like for you, I mean, to be a part of this and to see the way, you know, as A.L. was saying, because of the way that people are using social media, gravitating to it, especially, you know, sites like Snapchat, what has it been like for you to see the response?
I mean, it's been really amazing when you think about it, because it's one thing when you work with television crews and there's a built-in audience there, but having to actually go out and create a viewership and actually having to create the content far before you know there's going to be a viewership. So, you know, it's kind of like living on a prayer, you know what I mean? Bon Jovi'd a little bit. So,
yeah.
But see the outcry and the reception of it after it was released, and then the way that the cast kind of came together and was like, hey, we're going to come with this as well, and to see the viewership increase, it's been amazing and fun and very innovative in hindsight.
A.L., you and I didn't get a chance to talk before we went on the air here. Do you prefer A.L. or Andre? What do you prefer? What do you prefer
A.L. is fine.
Okay, all right, cool. All right, okay. Because I've called you that a couple of times. I thought, you know what, he may not even prefer that, you know, for this conversation. But, you know, I think the interesting thing, though, and Tyson kind of alluded to it, I mean, people are on the Internet. We know this. And, of course, I know a lot of people are used to series. When they think about series online, they automatically think of YouTube. A.L., I think an obvious question would be, why Snapchat?
Oh, man, this is where everybody's at right now. The community at large knows Snapchat is where it's at, so much so that Instagram had to come up with their version of what Snapchat is already doing to, you know, get some of the users back, because they're spending, I think the recent study has shown it, they're up to spending up to 30 minutes at a time on Snapchat.
And I think that to go to that, though, A.L., and Tyson, to bring you back into this, I think, you know, is that part of the excitement for you? Because you've been able to work, Tyson, in various platforms to be able to tell stories. Was that one of the exciting things for you to be able to use this social media platform that is so popular to see how it would translate when it comes to something like what you all are doing with Decoded Sexist?
Yes, I will definitely say that's been one of the fun, interesting, and challenging parts, because when you think about Snapchat, you think short, super short form, 10 seconds, you know, more than Vine, less than it. And to see that users are adapting to short form gone long form so nicely is, Bren, you know, pretty interesting to see. And like AL alluded to, people are spending upwards of 30 minutes watching 10 second clips. And what we did was just string them together. We pretty much said, stay here with us, watch our content, because we're really telling you the story.
Yeah, Ale, you know, I think for a lot of people out there that are interested in doing what you guys are doing with Decoded Sexist and also, of course, with this network, I mean, they look at you guys and say, okay, well, you know what? I mean, maybe it works for them, but I don't know if that would work for me. How did you get the courage to try it? Because, of course, other people have thought about, you know, trying to tell a story through these platforms. How did you get the courage to say, I'm not just going to talk about it, I'm going to make this happen?
It's funny that you said that. When it comes to the creative of Ty and myself, it starts in this type of process. A lot of times it's in jest, and then it goes from, all right, we get past the joking part, and it's like, you know what, we're just going to put this into action. So once we put any idea into action, well, we give it a systematic framework, we create the strategy behind it, and put it out there. Whatever happens, happens. But just know that when Why Blue Matters, the YBM network creates something, it's going to be something that's memorable, something that's entertaining, and it's also going to be something to talk about.
Yeah. Tied to that point, I mean, with Why Blue Matters and the website, we'll be reminding people that it's whybluematters.com, just like the color blue. Whybluematters.com is where they can go for more information. I mean, that in itself, I mean, you guys are not only at the front of this, of course, by being, you know, the first, you know, Snapchat TV network, but also, of course, you're doing, I think, a dual thing, and I'll come back to AL with this as well. But Tyson, I mean, what does it feel like for you to not only to be able to build the audience, but then to be able to have the cast invest themselves into this project and into this network?
That was one of the most interesting things, because when we kind of finger pointed out or handpicked who we thought would be a good fit for the show, a mixture of comedy, a mixture of, obviously we're seeing different genders, so we want to get sexuality, and bringing in all those various factors, a lot of people when we outreached thought this was, again, a joke. They were like, you guys are really going to do a TV show on Snapchat? Like, who do you think you are, NBC? But there was the core cast of about 10 people that were like, hey, we're in this all the way. We want to answer all of the whole season. Like, we'll do it. And we took a very MTV approach, like any other show would. You film all of your episodes in advance and you package them. And so everyone was like, wow, this is really unique for social media, because people aren't really scheduling social media content. And so to see their reaction to it and then see who came on board versus who kind of took it as a joke, like, you guys aren't really going to pull this off. And now we're seeing the people who we reached out to go, hey, wait a minute, actually, I was thinking I could kind of do that now. And we're like, little red hat, you know, we'll get to you next year.
Yeah. Right. And AL, to pick up on that, I mean, that has to be a good feeling, too. I mean, we all have had our detractors. We all have had people kind of scoff when we say we're going to do something, mainly because of either their own fear of not trying it or, you know, trying to see what happens, but also just trying to keep other people, you know, from doing, you know, what they love. I mean, for you, is that part of what drives you just in general, knowing that you are showing other people by example what is possible if you're willing to put forth the work?
Absolutely. Again, it's just being confident in the things that one creates, and just putting it out there. I mean, social media is still a world that's still one that people are trying to get the best handle of. I mean, it's also been termed as the Wild Wild West. And I mean, there are many influencers and many content creators, but, you know, we're considering ourselves as pioneers in the space by one, taking a more scheduled approach, and then two, we're literally creating television formatted shows in this space. So I mean, it's really encouraging to see the response. People are taking well to it, and they're asking what we have next coming down the pike. So I couldn't be more happy.
Yeah, I think that is a thing. Definitely more for us to be able to look forward to. For those who are just tuning in, either on the radio side or online, you're listening to Conversations Live. We're excited to welcome A.L. Roberts and Tyson Moultrie to our program. They, of course, are the individuals that are helping to bring to life Decoded Sexist. Of course, it is a great program that is on Snapchat, and it's on the world's first Snapchat TV network, Why Blue Matters. And you all can go to whybluematters.com. You all also, of course, are on other social media platforms. We tagged you also on Twitter with this the link to this conversation, so our audience can stay connected with you individually as well as through the network. Tyson, how important has that been for you? Even though Snapchat is, of course, your focus for this, you know, for the network and for the show, how important is it for you to make your presence known and felt on these other platforms?
Very important. Those platforms actually help fuel and keep track of a lot of the activity that happens through our Snapchat. So having a Twitter that is growing, and we put content out and we put out teasers, we're able to engage with people in a public forum. Likewise with Instagram, it helps drive back traffic, drive back attention to the Snapchat YBN network, and really makes it whole. It makes it feel whole and makes it feel like more of a network versus just a Snapchat.
Yeah, I think that is the thing. AL, for you, I mean, you know, there are some people. I know I was on a recent trip, and I had someone who is a fellow radio personality who has been struggling with social media. And, you know, she finally explained to me, well, you really only have to be on one. If you're on one, that's enough. AL, I mean, what has it been like for you to show people that they really do have to take advantage of all the platforms and really all the, you know, the places, as you said earlier, where people are to be able to get the word out about their business or what it is that they're doing?
Okay. Yeah, to speak on that, I guess, and this is opinion that's kind of shown itself over the test of time. I know when I got started in social media, I primarily spent a great deal of my time on Twitter and was able to build up a nice blog along with Ty in Twitter. And Ty really opened my mind up to Instagram. And then from Instagram, we transitioned to Snapchat. And I'm learning, and in my learning, I'm learning a lot from Ty. And it's you don't know exactly where your followers or your fans are going to come from. So discoverability is best. So it's good to have some type of real estate on each one of these social media platforms as they pop up, even though you may be proficient or you may have a bulk of your followers on, let's say, an Instagram or a Snapchat or a Twitter. Build, just keep building. And a lot of things that we tend to, you know, teach a lot of our clients is that if there's two things that really make or break people getting a foothold on social media is frequency and consistency. You don't know when you're going to pop, but the best way to prepare yourself is to make sure that you're consistent and that your frequency matches that consistency, and everything else will fall into place.
Yeah. AL, to stay with you for a moment, I had asked Tyson earlier about what it was like for him to see not just the viewers of the series coming, but also, of course, the dedication of the cast. I mean, for yourself, I mean, when it comes to that aspect, when it comes to the people, of course, that are being seen, I mean, what has surprised you the most throughout this process? Because Tyson mentioned that's one of the things that has really impressed him the most is their dedication. What has surprised you the most along this journey?
The varying perspective. Like, I mean, we know the individuals that we're working with, the cast members, very well, but just to get them to weigh on topics that would be considered as taboo, to speak in a manner that is not only relatable, but actually gets other people to dialogue or participate what we're presenting to them on a weekly basis. I can't help but be excited by what we've created. I'm just like, wow. This is truly tapping into the power of social media and reaching all around the world, in short.
Tyson, do you see yourself as a trendsetter?
I would have to say yes. I wouldn't say it's just myself either, but I know that's probably a term you're using loosely, but I definitely want to give credit to AL, the cast, you know, and everyone that had a hand in actually making this happen. Because, yes, we may be the forefront and had the initial thought, but without anyone else chipping in and giving their commentary and making it entertaining, I mean, we really wouldn't get the viewership that we have.
AL, what about you? I mean, at this point, with what you've been able to build, I mean, being the first of its kind, I mean, do you see yourself? I know some people try to be modest about it, but do you see yourself – I mean, as the truth of what you're doing, that you are kind of setting the trend for that other people will follow.
Absolutely. I don't know how to be modest about it. It comes a point in time that if you're not out here beating your chest and letting the world know that you're actually doing something, who really knows? So we got to step out of the shadows, step from behind the curtain and say, hey, world, this is what's going on. This is who's involved, and this is something you need to check out.
Gotcha. And what we've been talking about is not only Decoded Sexist, which is the show we're about to tell you all how you can be able to see it for yourself, but also the network that we've been discussing as well, and that being Why Blue Matters. You all can go to the website that I mentioned here a few times. It's www.whybluematters.com is the website. Or, guys, it's also ybm.com. Is that right as well?
That's correct.
Okay, so you can go to either one of those websites, but we're going to be asking you guys individually here how they can stay connected with you as well. Tyson, I want to ask you, I mentioned earlier about your being a part of other projects, of course, before this, and I know that you'll be doing other things after this. You know, for yourself, you know, as you have been able to build your own repertoire, do you find yourself asking the question, what's next? Because this is definitely different than what you've done previously. Do you find yourself still trying to push yourself with that next project?
Absolutely. Always looking for the next way to innovate. Ale and myself, we set ourselves up to have a goal of trying to create as many worlds first in the content and technological field as possible. So that is our quest, so to speak, in doing pretty much everything we do, with whether it's with our business personally or with our clients or with the content we create. It's what's next, how do we make it better, how do we improve it, and how do we innovate whatever space we step foot.
What about you, AL? How do you navigate that? I mean, we talk about on this program a lot about the struggle of trying to be appreciative and, you know, and be in the moment of what you have and what you've been able to accomplish. But also, of course, that tendency we all have, I think, as human beings, of thinking about, okay, yeah, but what's coming up next? How do you balance it?
The best way I can say this is in this way. True progress is in the progression you make. You have to keep progressing in order to see where you've come from. If you stay stuck on looking too far ahead in the future or looking too far back in the past, you'll get stuck. Just keep moving forward. Everything else will take care of itself.
There you go. And you're hearing her from someone who definitely knows firsthand. Again, everyone, AL and Tyson have been our guests. We've been talking with them not only about their show on Snapchat, Decoded Sexist, that you all could be able to stay connected with and get ready for next week's show, but also, of course, how they've been able to use social media not only to their advantage, but also, of course, to not only draw in an audience, but also individuals who are invested in what they have created. So Tyson, I'll start with you, or you can throw it to AL. It's totally your choice. How can our audience be able to stay connected with the show and the network and keep up with the upcoming episodes?
So in order to keep up with the network, you can catch us on every social media pretty much at YBM Network. So it's WHYBM and Network. That's Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat, all right there for you. And you'll be able to see the show, the series, the cast members, which Ale and myself are obviously cast members on there. YBM.com is actually the website for the network. YBlueMatters.com is the website for our hybrid creative agency. That's how you can keep up with the show.
All right. So make sure you all are doing just that. AL, Tyson, thank you all so much for the time. I really appreciate it. Congratulations on what you all have been able to build. And I think what you also are sharing with people, just by example of what it takes to be able to build something like what you've done with Why Blue Matters, and also, of course, with this show. And hopefully other people will be inspired by you guys. So I hope you'll come back again.
Thank you. Looking forward to it.
Anytime, Cyrus. We greatly appreciate you. And maybe we can have you on the show sometime.
All right. It sounds like a plan. I look forward to that. Definitely want to thank our good friend Kellen Cash for setting up this conversation with us for today. Want to thank all of you for tuning in to another great segment of Conversations Live. If you all came in late, you missed part of the conversation, don't worry. Thanks to our online friends, you all can catch the replay right after we go off the air. The link is already available through our social media sites. So head over to Facebook.com/CyrusWeb or go over to Twitter.com/CyrusWeb. You can click on the link there, listen to the show completely for free, and share it with your friends from there. Again, we want to thank A.L. and Tyson for stopping by the program. For our radio audience, you all stay where you are. There's more Conversations Live to come for you. But those joining us online, though, until next time, I'm your host, Cyrus Webb, saying, as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Make sure you take out time to enjoy some good music as well as a great book. Thank you all for choosing Conversations Live today. You all make it a great one.